Sport on RTE Radio 1.
Now it's time for sport again. Des Cahill, good morning again.
Good morning to you. Well, we have a significant camogie story coming up in a moment, and we'll be hearing how Arsenal were knocked out of the Champions League. And while that was the big money story of last night, for me the biggest story was the victory by Louth minor footballers over Dublin. Now, that wouldn't normally be the big headline, but let me put it in context. Louth, the wee county, since they've had no success really since the big senior All-Ireland 70 years ago. But they hammered Dublin, the Leinster minor semi-final last night by 217 to 18. And the victory means Louth have reached the Leinster final at minor, under 20 and senior level this year. It's a fantastic achievement. They've already won the under 20 final. They play Meath, of course, in the senior final on Sunday. Now in the minor final, Louth will play Offaly, who beat Kildare by 2 points in an exciting high scoring game, 4-9 to 1-16. But we're joined now by the Louth chairman, Sean McLean. Morning, Sean.
Morning, Des. How are you?
It's a lovely morning for you anyway, isn't it?
It's fantastic. It's been a fantastic couple of weeks now. It really has.
It has. Well, last night's display by the Miners, the latest success, they were brilliant. And the margin of victory over Dublin was extraordinary.
They're a great bunch of young lads and they work extremely hard. And they're coached with some of the finest coaches in the province, never mind the county. So we're blessed that way. But the young lads work extremely hard and they got their rewards last night for it. So,
but Sean, success at all levels, I mean, what's behind it? Obviously, the work is important, but are players playing numbers up significantly in the county?
There's a lot of very, very good work going on at all the clubs in the county at the minute. Even, you know, at club level, we're competing at all levels, even to get into provincial. We had St Mary's this year, very close to winning a provincial title. We had Dundalk Gales and the Wolf Tones are competing extremely well at their levels as well. So there's fantastic work going on the clubs in Louth here at the minute. And we have some very, very good management teams with all these teams. So we're just in a good place. But I suppose, like everything else, unless you have the footballers on the field, you're not going to do anything. And the lads that we have, are, you know, they're really buying into this. They're really working extremely hard. And especially during the winter hours when nobody sees them, they're out there with the frost and the rain, and they're working 7 days a week, and they're doing absolutely phenomenal work. So
now Dundalk and Drogheda have probably traditionally been soccer towns. Has that impacted in the past?
Probably does to a degree, and you know, but we put a lot of effort into the schools now, and them towns, both RD Dundalk and Drogheda, and are starting to prove results. I noticed walking around these towns now, you're starting to see a lot more GAA jerseys on kids as opposed to the soccer jerseys, which is always a sign that, you know, the tide is rising.
Okay, well, look, at last night's success might encourage even more people to attend Sunday's senior final against Meath in Croke Park.
It's just really looking forward to it now. It's going to be a battle. It's going to be a battle. We've faced them a few times over the last two years, and it's always come down to a kick or two difference in the game. So it's going to be a colossal game.
Yeah, it'll be a colossal game, but like good weather and great occasion.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think everybody in Louth is heading down there, as I am sure Meath is as well. So yeah. We're really looking forward to it.
Good. Well, enjoy it. It's a great achievement for your county. Well done, Sean. That's Sean McLean, chairman of Louth GAA. Now, breaking story in Camogie. We're joined by Marty Morrissey. Hi, Marty.
Hi, good morning, Des.
We have news,
breaking news, because it hasn't been announced yet, but I can reveal here now in Morning Ireland that a special Congress will be called by the Camogie Association in 2 weeks' time on May 22nd, with only one item on the floor, one motion. Well, there'll be several motions because there are several rules, but essentially it's all about the permission to individuals to wear skirts or shorts. So this is a major development that's only just going to be announced shortly in the next hour, but it certainly is a major development in this particular controversy over the last couple of days.
Great stuff, Marty. Thanks for that. And we'll have more on that. Mary will be chatting with Aisling Maher later on.
I will, just when you finish, Des, I'll be talking to Aisling Maher.
I'll hurry up.
The Dublin Camogie.
But I want to remind Clare people of their success in the O'Neill's Munster under 20 hurling semi-final last night. A dramatic late goal by Diarmaid Stritch gave Clare a 1 point victory over Cork. Clare won by 215 to 20 points, a 1 point margin. Cork had several chances to equalise in stoppage time, but their last six shots were wide. Clare now play Tipperary in the final. In soccer, Arsenal's bid to win the Champions League for the first time is over. They suffered a 2-1 second leg defeat to Paris Saint-Germain. The French side win 3-1 on aggregate. They now meet Inter Milan in the final in Munich. Arsenal started well, but the French side very good. It'll be the first time since 2004 the Champions League final doesn't feature a team from Spain, England or Germany. Tottenham midfielder James Maddison will miss the remainder of the season. Obviously then he won't play in tonight's Europa League semi-final second leg. Tottenham take a 3-1 lead to Bodo Glimt in Norway. Manchester United have a 3-0 lead going into their home leg against Athletic Bilbao. And in rugby, Mauro Itoje, the England captain, is expected to be named captain of the British and Irish Lions rugby team when the squad for their summer tour to Australia is announced today. It's desperate luck on Ireland's captain, Caelan Doris, who is expected to be named captain, but of course he suffered that bad shoulder injury last weekend. Head coach Andy Farrell unveils a squad between 37 and 40 players at lunchtime today at an event in London. Finally for now, in racing, Aidan O'Brien had the winners of the two classic trials at Chester with Mini Hawk and Lamborn, and Chester continues today. There's also racing in Tipperary.